Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We've been 3.5 hours on Rafael Devers. So let's break it up a little bit with some grab bag items, including Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Game 5 of the NBA Finals is tonight. Thunder Pacers. Series tied 2-2. This game back in OKC. 8:30 tip-off. Thunder? Do you want to guess the spread? Play a little game called Guess the Spread?
Guess the Spread. Thunder by 8.5.
9.5. Good guess. 9.5-point spread. I feel like the Pacers have been an incredible story. I do think Thunder win two of these next three games.
Yeah.
They're going to win this thing.
I think we both agreed. Winner of game four wins the series.
Kind of on that.
Yeah. What do you think? Winner of game five wins it? I think Thunder wins.
Yeah.
Winner of game five wins the series. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Warning. The stunts in this movie were performed by professionals. So for your safety and the protection of those around you, do not attempt any of the stunts you're about to see.
Hi, I'm Rich Keefe. Welcome to Grab Bag.
Oh, that's a good one.
No, it's not.
It don't sound like that. Anything?
A longer tail on that. I haven't heard that one yet.
I didn't know if anything else was. We're going to hear Rich again.
It sounds like Jones's impression of me.
Rich, you sent in your own grab bag. That's nice.
I have a few of these.
Yeah, you do.
Stanley Cup Final could be over tomorrow, Jones. The Florida Panthers and my guy Brad Marchand lead the Oilers 3-2. Marchand is just lighting the lamp everywhere he goes.
Dude.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Two more goals. I thought I saw he is the second player in the last 59 years, him and Mario Lemieux, to have 5 goals in multiple Stanley Cup finals.
Pretty good company.
That's it. Just those two.
Pretty good company.
It's the whole list.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think Florida is going to close that out, I think.
I would think so as well.
Do you think Marchand, Sam Bennett is a heavy, heavy Conn Smythe favorite. I think he's minus money for the Conn Smythe. But Marchand's right
minus
on his
220.
Minus 220.
Oh,
wow.
Jeez.
So Marchand's like plus 400, plus 450, something like that. He's now second.
I mean, if he scores like a game winner tomorrow night, don't you think they could sway the vote and go to Marchand?
Yeah.
Now, the time to get in on Marchand was plus 2100 a few days ago when we're talking
about
that.
You told the people to go get in there. That was a real buying opportunity. See if it cashes.
He's actually moved. Marchand plus 400 now. Sam Bennett minus 175. So that's a 50-point swing on the stock this morning.
How about that?
If Marchand has a big game and Bennett, you know, is held scoreless, or just, you know, whatever. I think Marchand still has a chance at this.
Grab bag.
All right, Sox, of course, riding a 5-game winning streak. They've won 8 of 10 tonight. Open up a series with the Seattle Mariners, who are 2 games over .500. Sox are now 1 game over .500. 9:40 first pitch, 8:40 pregame. Here on WEEI, Lucas Giolito versus Logan Gilbert.
Logan Gilbert. I don't like that one on paper.
Advantage
you guys,
advantage Seattle.
Nick, did you already plunk down on the big dumper? You already made the
Not
bet
yet.
For the home
don't
run? Okay, you're good. Okay.
Dumper dong?
Feels like a lock for a dumper dong tonight. Yeah.
I think dumper dong's happening. the guy's going to be like the MVP of the league, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
But like, what version of Giolito do we get?
Giolito, the bad one.
Yeah, probably the bad one.
The bad one, I would think, yeah.
If you think the Sox are going to continue their winning streak, plus 150 on the money line.
Ooh.
Buying opportunity?
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Perhaps, yeah.
Or sucker's bet.
I think it's buying opportunity.
Buying opportunity. Yeah. Ride the wave.
Rich Keefe. Don't lose that number. You don't want to call me.
Grab bag.
To yourself.
U.S. Open, Jones. You're a golf lover, and the U.S. Open came to a close yesterday, and it was JJ Spahn.
Yeah.
The only golfer under par for the tournament.
Woof.
Minus one, wins the whole thing. Robert McIntyre finished alone in second place at one over par.
You see the putt that he drained? Spahn?
No.
65-footer? I mean, the thing was legit.
65-foot?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
That was an awesome putt.
I was busy.
That was a tough tournament. I watched actually quite a bit on Saturday, Bragg.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch as much yesterday as I was hoping, but I watched a lot on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole field was over par. On Saturday,
yeah.
Spahn was the only guy to bogey the first hole in the whole round. No one, birdie rather, the whole time.
Yeah.
So it was a rough watch. It wasn't a great leaderboard, but that was a great putt.
Grab bag.
You're never going to believe what I was doing yesterday.
Oh, I don't think I will.
So my buddy was throwing the second annual Father's Day 3-on-3 tournament.
Oh, I forgot you texted you were in a 3-on-3
yeah,
tournament.
A charity affair. So all the money was donated to the Medway food pantry. So
nice.
Yeah, raising a lot of money. He held it last year. It was a lot of fun. Haven't played basketball since last Father's Day. So played yesterday, and I am
sick.
Yeah.
Brag, bro.
Well, so the brag is we won the tournament.
Wow.
Won the tournament.
Wow.
We even got rings. I should have brought it in. We got championship rings.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty sick.
How many teams did you beat?
So there were 8 teams in the tournament.
Wow.
And it was
beat 7.
There was close.
That's right.
So we pretty much did. So there's 8 teams in the tournament, and it was double elimination. So we won our first game, lost our second game, and then had to win out of the loser's bracket. Played the team in the title game, had to beat them twice.
Wow.
I'm exhausted. Everything in my body hurts right now.
Yeah.
It's a mess, but now I can go back on the shelf, rest for a year, come back next year, try to win.
So every Father's Day you do this?
Every Father's Day, play 3-on-3 hoops.
Nice.
Sick brag, bro.
I got destroyed. Some guy, some monster that we're going up against, he must have been like 6'7". I was like trying to like go to like the hoop. Comes down, forearm right across the beak.
Oy.
Smashed my nose.
No.
And he's like,
Gonzalez, Spider-Man meme.
Yeah.
The guy goes, my forearm. I'm like, your forearm? Like, my nose. I'm like, my eyes are all watery. But anyway.
You do have a big dome.
I'm not saying
no, I have a big target there. The nose and the head.
I haven't noticed him like hobbling around though or anything. You're actually moving around pretty good.
I'm trying.
You think tomorrow's going
to
be?
Yeah, probably.
Everything really tightens up. Tomorrow you'll be in trouble. Yeah.
Like, my feet hurt. I feel like Bill Walton, like the whole thing. But it was fun. And so good job by my buddy.
Excellent.
Grab bag.
The Winter Olympics are coming up in 2026, and all of the hockey teams have announced their first 6 players. I don't know why they do it this way.
Well, 3 forwards, 2 defensemen, and a goalie? Is that
no,
why
no,
do
no,
it?
Not like a lineup. Just like, here are 6 guys. They call it the prelim roster, just to give everybody a little taste.
It's like the Dork Podcast.
It is. Like, here's some of it.
Yeah, here's 6.
So here's 6 players on Team USA.
Okay.
Both of the Tkachuk brothers.
Good. So Matthews. Matthews got
Austin Matthews.
Yeah.
Jack Eichel. Quinn Hughes.
Okay. Good player.
Charlie McAvoy.
He's one of the first 6 they announced?
That's right.
Wow.
What do you think of that? I mean, you're not loving that?
I would say the team drops off a little bit after the Tkachuks and Matthews.
You want to try to guess the first 6 Canadians?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Connor McDavid, Sidney Crosby, Nathan MacKinnon.
Okay.
Cal Makar, Sam Reinhart, and Braden Point.
Okay. Wait. Why are you reading that sideways?
Their graphic is insane.
You're like,
did you see the graphic
you're
that
like
I'm talking
tilting
about,
Nick? Your head like no. A chicken over
they
there.
They do like these
read.
Posters. Huh. They do these posters, and then they have the player, like a face of the player, and then they have the name going up.
Oh, okay.
But then
it.
They
so that's
flip
why you're looking
the
at it
first
sideways.
Name. But like I could kind of you can't even read the first name. You want the first 6 guys for Team France?
No,
okay. But there's like a.
What about Germany? They don't have Sturm anymore.
I think there's like 16 teams in the tournament.
Wow. Where is this Winter Olympics? I should know this. Where is it?
Is it Italy maybe? 2020.
I believe it is.
Italy. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's call it Italy. All right.
It's right
Italy.
Around there.
Yeah, it's right around there. Should be fine.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
All right, let's take a look at the box office. No, Terps putting up this graphic. That's not the graphic I was reading.
That looks like it's very easy to read.
NHL, yeah. Once the NHL put it, are very straightforward.
Okay.
The one I was from IIHF, which is the International Ice Hockey Federation, Terp. Okay. Go look at those bad boys and tell me you don't get a headache.
Terp, pull that up, because the one that Terp put up was actually quite easy to read.
I wish I saw
exceptionally
those.
Easy to read.
I wish I saw those. Okay. I think my eyes are going on me, too.
Yeah.
My eyes are getting a little bit worse.
You think?
Those.
Yeah, no, that's hard to read.
That's a pain in the
ass. I can definitely read the last name, though. That's pretty easy.
The first name, though, is then the other way, so it just makes it look like one of those, like, hidden eye tricks.
It actually is. That's kind of weird.
What do you need the first name for? Eichel, I got it.
I just want to double check what I was saying, but it throws me off. Throws off the eyesight.
All right.
Great news for competitive eating fans. Joey Chestnut is going to be back for the 4th of July hot dog eating contest.
Wow.
Yeah, he wasn't in it last year.
Is he eating real dogs?
I think he's eating real dogs.
Okay,
yeah.
wasn't that the whole discussion last year? He wanted to eat like fake vegan dogs or something like that. Wasn't that the issue?
Yeah, I
people
think
were like,
paid
"Oh, they're
by
not,
them."
Yeah, they're not letting him in. Eat real hot dogs, then you can be in the hot dog eating. It's a hot dog eating contest.
He is. He's eating them.
No, but I'm saying, so he's back to doing.
I think
that.
He is. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
So. Because baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be bad
love. So take a look what you've done. Because baby, now we got a grab bag over here.
Take a look at this.
That's a wild one.
Yeah, I don't know where that's going.
That's a wild one. Yeah, keep you guessing a little bit. Yeah. Top five at the box office this weekend, Jones. Number five,
ooh.
Ballerina.
Oh, you saw this, right?
Yeah, I did see this. Davey and I are going to do a podcast on it tonight. It's from the world of John Wick, Ballerina, starring Ana de Armas.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not bad. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning was fourth. Materialists in its first week out. Was third. That's the one with Dakota Johnson, Pedro Pascal, and Chris Evans.
Oh, you were talking about this last week.
Lilo and Stitch, still making a lot of money, was second. And
number one's got to be
How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah.
$84 million domestic.
A lot of parent buzz about going to this.
People liking it?
Yeah, well, I just a lot of people were taking their kids. I don't know that I've followed up and asked about the actual film, but I know a lot of people went this weekend. Yeah. Right.
I'm a genie in a grab bag. Baby, come on and let me out.
Do we have a new daily question yet?
I don't think so.
Well, one of the
Devers related one gone.
Yeah, is Devers going to use his glove? Scratch
that
one.
How about,
good thing we didn't do that.
Does Devers have a home run with the Giants? You don't like it?
No.
Too wordy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty wordy.
All right, well, then the answer is no.
And soon, I gave them all names. Leonardo. Michelangelo.
It's me.
Donatello. And
grab bag.
Good text,
right,
by the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Olympics are in Seattle, Keith. That's why they built the space.
Listen, World's Fair, not that far off.
Good text,
you
by Dice.
Partial credit for that. Uh-huh. All right, who was the best baseball performer from yesterday? Jones, was it?
Oh.
Ellie De La Cruz, 3-for-5, dong, 3 RBI, 3 runs scored.
Nice.
Was it my guy, Fernando Tatis Jr., 4-for-5? 1 RBI, 3 runs scored, and a steal.
No homer.
Was it Alec Bohm? Bomb?
Bomb.
Bomb. 2-for-3, dong, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it Brian Bayo, 7 scoreless, 8 Ks? Or was it Emerson Hancock, 7 scoreless, 4 Ks?
I'm not going with him.
Was it Grant Holmes, 6 1/3, 2 earned runs, 15 Ks.
Oh, wow, maybe. Who does he pitch for?
Atlanta.
Wow.
The guy with the handlebar mustache.
They got smoked.
Oh, that's that guy?
He got the long hair and the handlebar.
Did they get killed? They lost 10-1.
He was punching guys out left and right. I'll tell you that much.
I like 15 Ks. Don't get me wrong.
They did. They lost 10-1. Only 2 earned, though, for him.
How'd that happen?
The wheels fell off, I guess, when they took him out.
I'll go with Ellie De La Cruz. But I'm going to tell you, for watching the performer of the night, baseball performer of the night, it's worth logging into twitch.tv/BostonWEEI every day just to see how close Keith has to get to the monitor to read.
My eyes are getting worse.
To read these boxes. I would say get logged in every day. Right about 140, 142, just to see how close he gets to the monitor.
Can't even get
It's a good watch.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, Sox are playing Seattle, so we have a former Seattle Mariner. However, also spent time with many other clubs. The Chicago White Sox, where he played most of his days. Also, Baltimore, the Dodgers, Twins, Rangers, Mets.
Boy, that's a lot of teams.
It's a lot of teams.
Okay.
Right-handed starting pitcher.
Most of his days with the White Sox.
Yeah, most of his days with the White Sox, played with everybody else, including Seattle, who the Sox play tonight. This man is a one-time All-Star and also finished runner-up in the Rookie of the Year voting.
So have we had this guy before? I think I know who this
probably
is. Freddie Garcia?
No.
Oh, no.
That's literally what I just asked.
Yeah.
Nope. Did we have Freddie Garcia or did we guess Freddie Garcia?
No, I think both. I think we had guessed him.
See,
and
that's
also
where
had
I also should get a break, because you guys throw out a lot of guesses. So some, how do I distinguish the guesses and the right
well,
answer?
You just write down the, yeah, you just write down the name every
a lot
day.
Of work.
And then
a lot
you
extra
just track it, and then you search that.
This
then,
guy
then
I don't believe we have had, although don't quote me on that.
Okay.
But he was his rookie. Well, he broke in 95. His full rookie season was 96.
Oh.
Was done after the 2005 season and was an All-Star in 2000 with
the
White Sox.
Sox. Yeah. Okay.
What do we got?
Esteban Loaiza.
No.
Good one. Good one.
I think I'm out.
No guesses, huh?
Not really.
Wow. Could we have a real stumper?
I thought about Jimmy Moyer. No way it's Jimmy Moyer.
No way. Guy made $13 million American dollars when he played.
Is it James Baldwin?
He got it.
Oh, wow. I was never getting that.
Never
wow.
Getting that
dude, okay. One-time All-Star, though.
I don't even know if I can picture James Baldwin.
Yeah, he was
a name.
Yeah.
A righty. He led the league in losses one year.
Did he pile up 15 Ks and a 10-1 loss?
Yeah, 97, 12-15 with a 5.27 ERA through 200 innings.
He's just out there.
Guy was just out there.
Just out there.
Give it, serving up taters. He gave up 34 bombs in 99 wow. and 34 bombs in 2000. He was an All-Star.
Well, you got
he had a 4.65 ERA. Was
somebody's
an All-Star.
Somebody's got to be on the team.
He
Keith.
Fell apart in the last half of the
yeah,
season.
Maybe he had a good. Yeah, maybe he had a good first half.
Good
That's
first
true.
Half.
Yeah,
must good have first
been.
Half.
All those taters came in the second.
Also,
half.
Also, in 2000, a 4.5 ERA or whatever, probably not that bad.
Nah, it's probably above average.
Yeah,
is what it is. I'll tell you. Talking about
reality, in 2000, Pedro's ERA was probably below two. Good
Pedro's point. ERA would have been .02 at like right now.
That's true. So there you go, random.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services is not available in all areas.
Ball player every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. We got the clip du jour for you coming up, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number to jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Mega. Ya got Ball. It comes your way next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.